Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
3C Live featuring Arch Bilankulu, Unstoppable, and before David D, Pastor David D, you are awesome. And that's how we said goodbye to the Morodis. What a testimony. What a wonderful God that we serve. He is just an awesome father. He is such an awesome friend indeed. Whenever we're going through stuff in our lives, we are not alone. He keeps his word. He goes with us through it all.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Hey, Frank Yakuaps, I see you. How are you? Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. If I remember, you said you were at the Garden Route. Am I correct, Frank? But anyway, we are here with the Sir Martino Malembe, and he is in the studio joining me all the way from Edebeni. How are you?
Greetings to you on Heart to Heart, Sister Sibongile Mofokeng, yeah, with your listeners. I'm so blessed to be here. Heart to Heart.
You said listeners.
Yes,
your listeners. No, we are family.
Family.
Yes.
Of course. That's the reason I'm here. Because
yeah, no listeners, but family. No listeners. Hey,
I feel great.
You just got to Gauteng.
Yes.
Drove all the way from Durban.
Yes, of course, to meet Radio Pulpit, a station that plays my music predominantly.
Oh, my. We are so honored.
And I am honored.
No, the last time we spoke to you, I know you said, who is Martino Malembe? But for somebody who is listening today, who is Sir Martino Malembe?
Sir Martino Malembe is a child of God.
Uh-huh.
First of all, sir is a title. I'm a nurse, yes, professionally.
Yes.
Shout out to all the nurses.
Yes.
Even at my Mediclinic, PMB, yes, where I am currently.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of you guys with my teams there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I am a nurse, hence Sir Martino Malembe. We are called sirs in that environment.
Oh, you know, hey, we're not ours. So, I speak to a very close friend of mine. He's also a registered nurse, professional nurse.
Yes.
And I'm like, today I'm with Sir Martino Malembe. So, what do I call him? A nursing sister? A nursing brother? And he looks at me like, that's not funny. Oh, so you are sirs in that space.
In that space, yes.
Okay, when did that change? Because I think in our times, we were all nurses, nursing sisters, all of us. So when did it change?
Well, I am a nurse.
Yeah.
And a registered one.
Yeah, but I'm not a nursing sister.
A
nursing sir.
A nursing sir. Let's put it that way. Well, we are men. We love we love to help people. We came into the profession and we... And I think the name came recently.
Yeah.
I know in other countries it's a big name, but here in South Africa,
it's still new. Yeah.
But I like it because, yeah, it gives us a little...
All right.
Because now you can't call me a sister, right?
Yeah. It doesn't sound right. But now, all right. So you were still telling us about yourself, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A husband.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three sons.
Uh-huh.
I'm a child of God, born again.
Uh-huh.
I love Christ a lot. I'm a musician and a singer.
Yeah.
A writer and a composer.
And a producer.
And a producer.
Hey.
I'm a runner.
Yo.
I don't know where I find times for all of these, but
yeah, because I was coming there. That how do you, okay, not find time, but balance all of these. Serving the Lord with your gift, your voice, serving the Lord with your other gift of helping others in the ministry of helps. Because if we're looking at what you do under the religious scope, you are in the ministry of helps, you know. Yeah. How do you balance all of that, even being a husband and a father and a runner?
I'm so blessed in my life to have a supporting wife.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all I can thank the Lord for. She understands all of these things that are important to me, and she is just there to support me all the time. I'm also grateful for the grace of God that came over my life to be able to. I sometimes I don't know how I do these things, but God leads me, and I'm happy.
Then when do you record? Somebody would ask, record, Anin. Yeah, but you have to be at work at the same time.
God has blessed me with a studio. I record just in my garage. So we turned that into a studio.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful studio called Tinotainment now where I produce these hits.
Yeah.
So,
and what about you have artists under your belt?
I am helpful to the up-and-coming artists. Those are, because those artists are deep in my heart as an up-and-coming artist myself.
Mm. Are you still up-and-coming?
You tell me.
I don't think so. I think you're already up there and no longer coming. You are in it.
The Bible says humble. The Bible says humble yourselves.
Oh wow.
In the sight of the Lord.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And he will lift you up.
He will lift you up in time.
Oh, so I repent.
Yeah. And we recorded in our garage, and God is doing wonders there. Yes, I do have artists under my belt that I'm helping as up and coming artists.
Yeah.
Dumiso Ndima.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing this other artist that we he's a pastor.
Yeah.
And his name is Jay Mkunu.
Mm-hmm.
And we of Molweni Youth Praise. The list is endless, eh? Of up and coming.
It's
artists,
just amazing the time that God gives you to do all of these, and you are able to execute all the gifts that He has given, and to even helping others in that in that way. So now, when it comes to you realizing that this is more than just singing, it's a ministry. When did that come about?
I got saved at the age of 19. And I was...
Diabetic up.
I was in KZN.
Oh, you were in KZN at that time.
Yes, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've just matriculated and I had a gap year.
Okay.
And then after that, I got Christ. I'm so happy that He came into my life to give me perspective and give me, you know... That experience, I'm so grateful to be a child of God that year. So I was singing R&B music previously to that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and I was listening to a lot of hip-hop before the times one was not saved.
Mm.
But then that's the music that I have listened to all of my youth. And then I wrote a lot of music during that space. But then when I converted, when Christ came into my life, and songs just started coming in, and about the experiences I have, I've had in life, and the love of God in my life, and the
grace. So you said what? A melody.
The songs just come as I'm praying, as I wake up or I write. I just keep a pen in my car and keep a pen elsewhere I go. You know, I have a pen now because maybe after this I might have a song.
And then you record. You always have your phone, I guess.
I always have my phone with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, God has given me that grace to just write music and write about God and write about the grace and also write about the love he has in our lives as Christians.
Mm.
And also I write songs mostly about thanking him.
Mm.
Being grateful for all the things God is doing in our lives.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Mm.
I wish I could stand in the mountain and
say. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, I saw that your first rendering said, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
And your second rendering says, Nyabong.
Nyabong.
It still says, thank you. And I was like, okay. It means there's so much for you to be thankful for when you're looking at the Lord. You're always in awe of him.
And the third one says, thank you, Jesus.
So, Nyabong.
Njalo nje.
Nyabong, wakonke, ngenkathizonke. So, you definitely do have a lot to say thanks to when you're looking at the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
When I got saved in my life, I'm always reflecting on the journey I had.
Yeah.
It was not sometimes it was not a good one.
Okay.
It was a rough one.
Mm.
Especially the first song, Lord, I Thank You, came through when I had a tragedy in my life where I nearly got killed in Cape Town. And I wrote, and that song came through because I'm seeing that God saved me. And people died and kept at that Western Cape strike that happened earlier this year. I was working in Cape Town.
Mm.
And, you know, I could have died when they nearly tortured me.
Mm.
And they beat me with a hammer. And, and it was all chaos in there.
Mm.
But I saw the hand of God taking me out of there.
Mm.
And previously to that, I when I was at school, I nearly died. I nearly got shot.
Mm.
Somebody mistaken me for that I took his girlfriend, but it actually wasn't me in school. And he came through with the gun to shoot me, and God spared my life there. And I don't know how I didn't get shot.
Wait. So he did shoot?
It did.
And where did the bullet go?
Only God knows. But I was running towards my towards the bushes, and I
can't why when ufana na abanye abantu ukuthathela abantu my girlfriend.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. But you look like them. Why? Hi boy. Hi.
Hey, that was the first time, and you know, the second time I had a very big car accident. That was 2006, where I just. Then I was a child of God then, and it was a fatal car accident, and I died there basically because the car
vital signs just went,
and in my spirit I saw my spirit leaving my body in the car and seeing the wreck, and it was like a dream. And and all of a sudden, I came back to me. And then that's when I woke up with the sound of my wife, being brought to the scene and, her voice.
Because
She was called to come in quickly. And she really came in quickly. And, it was a wreck. But I said, that's where I said, I died in that accident. Now it's Christ living in me. And you know, all of those testimonies, that's why I'm so grateful. I'm thanking the Lord with these songs because it just comes up to me, you know, and then this tragedy at Western Cape that happened, you know, those are the things, you know, and all the other things, good things that God has given me, God has done in my life. There are testimonies to say that, hey, we all have a reason to say thank you, Lord, for all the things you are doing in our lives, so keeping us safe, for actually giving us blessings that sometimes we do not deserve, but God gives us anyway, because one day he remembers that we said we accept you.
Mm-hmm.
And God knew before I was even born that I was going to be his child, and he was going to give me this gift to minister. And to me, it's all giving thanks to the Lord.
Mm.
That's it for me, yes.
Wow. What a testimony. Yeah. Actually, many testimonies right there. And to think that you had people beat you up with, hammers and they were about to torture you. And that torturing, you don't look like somebody who's gone through that. You're walking good, like your walk is straight, fine, you're a gentleman. Nobody can see some crookedness, you know. There are people with bumps in their heads because the hammer went in and the head doesn't go back. You don't look anything like somebody who was hit with a hammer, but God.
Yeah.
And you recovered.
I recovered.
Your journey to recovery, where you're asking him, but why? Why me? Did you have anything like that?
Yeah, no, I don't have any pain. They hit my back 3 times. And
by God's grace, not the spinal cord, or they did even hit the spinal cord.
They were actually targeting my spine. They wanted to cripple me, and because I wasn't striking, and I didn't even know there was a strike. But then I went into hospital, the hospital where I work at Belleville, and they treated me, and God saved.
How many months?
No. It was I stayed overnight.
Hi. Oh my.
I stayed
overnight.
What
an awesome God that we serve.
It was God. I saw God. You know when you are alone in Cape Town and you don't have a family? Because I went to work that side and my family was this side. We had a vision to move to Cape Town. But then I scrolled through my phone through all this ordeal. And there's no one in Cape Town that I know that can help me because I'm on my own that side. And tears started dropping. Mm. And you know what I said to myself? I said, God, I have you.
Yeah.
I have you. And I only have you. I phoned my wife. She couldn't help me. She was back in KZN. And I phoned my matron, of which, I mean, it's a lady. She can't really help me in this situation.
Mm.
It was only God that brought me out. And they didn't touch me. They didn't set my car alight. It was with them to do that. But all the other cars were burning around my car. But my God even spared my car.
Hmm.
So it's a wonderful God that we serve.
He just said, enough.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful God that and then the song.
Oh, and then the song. I'm getting goosebumps right now.
Wow. Family, that is Sir Martino Malembe. Lord, I thank you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. And it is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Johan Elson, something else. And afterwards, we say hello to Lukomkwedi Puti. I'm not alone in the studio. I am with Sir Martino Malembe. Now you understand where the sir comes from. Now you know where the sir comes from. Yeah. Odin Aidu says, amen. Margaret van Rensburg, hallelujah. I know that family is blessed by your testimony. Connor Zuma. Ukona yamazne? Ukona Zuma.
Yes, I know her.
Bingelelu Cohen.
Connor, greetings to all the artists, Connor Music, the up and coming artist based in Durban. Hello.
Oh, that is so awesome. Now, you know Connor. I nearly said Connor. Annette van der Merwe says, bless you. And yes, may the Lord keep blessing him. The lines are opened. You can talk to us 012-334-1322. It's good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. So many of us even complain during the year. Hey, as the year goes by, we are complaining to the Lord. Why this? Why that? And all that. But right now you can look back, reflect on your year and say, Lord, I thank you. And this is the song to play in the background as you're worshiping the Lord, as you're honoring and thanking him for being there for you throughout the year. I mean, how many people did you bury that you know that you love in your space in 2024 alone?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But by God's grace,
look, I mean, at you here.
You know, through COVID, we've seen, you know, people really.
And you in the front line.
In the front line. And during that time of COVID, I was in a hospital in Westville.
You were working in there?
Yeah, I was a night manager at the time. So it when COVID started and ended, it was a time of our lives. But God, that it was a tremendous pressure to the nursing fraternity, where up to the point where we didn't even have oxygen. It was depleted, supplies, gloves, those things, you name it. But God spared all our lives. And yes, we've lost some nurses due to COVID. But as a nursing fraternity, shout out to all of the nurses for hanging.
You are heroes.
Yeah.
You are heroes. You and the doctors who have been working throughout. At that time, I remember there were cartoons that were made. You know, we got your Supermans and your other superheroes. But now, I think in every country, they wrote superheroes and they would have nurses and doctors on those cartoons.
Yeah.
Those were our superheroes. You still are our superheroes. And we're grateful for that. But look at where you're at. You are here with us. Even in 2024, as I think, even here on Heart to Heart, we buried some of our guest speakers.
Mm.
But God kept us and kept some of our guest speakers with us. And we are grateful for that. So it's a good time to just say thank you unto the Lord of Lords and to the King of Kings. So tell us about your second rendering, Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Hey, phela mina ngibiza isijoba.
Ngiyabonga. Oh, this song came into my spirit just for me to say personally, Lord, I thank you now for me because ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga. It just says ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga. That came into my heart, ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga. Ngibonga nje ngakho konke ongenzele kona.
Yeah.
Ngiyaphila kumanje ingenxa yakho. It's probably, we will say it's Lord, I thank you part two.
All right. Let's hear it.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
We can praise jams. Guys, Sir Martino Malembe to you. That is Sir Martino Malembe.
Thank you.
Okay, you could have done any kind of style. What is this one called? I know the Murodis were like, gospel? Which genre?
Yeah.
What is that one called? Is it still under R&B?
It's R&B.
R&Bing to God.
R&B to God, gospel R&B to God, and it's an old school sound that I was accustomed to when I was growing up, and that sound stuck with me in my spirit, and I'm rendering with that style.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit of a peculiar style from people that know me. Because in the youth choir, I am different. It's a different type of music that I compose for the choir. But for me, people were like, surprised. What is this now?
Okay, well, who come?
And what? How come now? It's. I've composed songs way back. So it's not now that I compose songs.
But what I love about the sound, it's so classic.
Yeah.
It's not something that you would say, now after 2024, no, now we're looking for a new sound. It's a sound that, thank you, Jesus. just one line.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord for that. A new artist is coming up. They want to be in the industry. They want to be in the space. What words would you give them? Lessons that you have learned as Seramatino Malembe in the industry.
Being in the industry at this moment in time, it's got a lot of challenges.
Okay.
One has to have a vision first. Where do you want to reach?
Okay.
It's up to God and where He leads you.
Mm-hmm.
It might be 5 years. Mm-hmm. It might be 2 years. Mm-hmm. It might. Some people record now and got big instantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's their journey. Focus on what is your vision at that moment and where you want to give and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
People like Seramatino Malembe and other promoters can meet you in your journey because everybody has a journey, a certain journey. So focus, be focused on who you are and who you where you want to go.
Mm.
And then a lot of things, and it doesn't matter when you get there.
Mm.
That's my advice.
Because we want it to happen overnight.
For some people, it doesn't happen overnight. So a lot of artists lose heart, especially now that the industry is as is at the moment.
Mm.
So a lot of people will really be crippled and don't do music anymore, you know. But focus on the vision. Have a vision.
Now, since I've started talking to you, even the last time when we spoke, I saw for you, it's all about Jesus.
Mm.
That's your number one. So when I'm an artist, a new artist, I want to be in this space, where should I begin? Should it be about money or I'm just looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith?
We are ministers of the word.
It's just that you do it in song.
It was just we do it in song. And I always say, I'm ministering.
Mm.
If money comes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But for me, it's to minister to those souls. People that haven't heard of Jesus, it is all for them to know Jesus through me, as I'm looking at myself as someone standing in the pulpit preaching about Jesus.
Yeah.
That people here is the one that saved me.
Yeah.
You can also get saved.
Yeah.
You can also have the love of Jesus.
So it's not about performing.
To me, it's not really.
But you
about
have
that.
The gift.
I thank the Lord.
So
for
I'll bimbele nkosi.
No, as bimbele nkosi ngihlezi ngikhuluma nasesontweni. I always say to my church.
Angithi bathi bimbele bimbele nkosi.
No. Ngiyaiqondisa ke leyo. As a music director and a choir director, I say indlela ayizihlangana.
Yeah.
Is soprano and tenor and alto iqonde nje.
Yeah.
Please, for the Lord.
Yeah.
Glory.
And where do we get your music?
Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube. I'm also on my video, a beautiful crafted
Lord,
video.
Lord, I thank you.
Yeah. That was done in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to La Soul Productions. They did a sterling job.
Yeah.
So my music is on YouTube Music and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you search for Seramatino, you'll find my music on Google and everywhere. It's everywhere, all over the world.
Wow. Seramatino Malembe, may you keep growing. And thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. Mm. We thank God for sparing your life. Now we know that there's a God who spares our lives. Mm. Thank you for taking it and putting it in a song. Felicity Naimazbugo is like, amen, with fire. Fire, fire, fire.
Shout out to Assemblies of God. Shout out.
Ubatshela ukuthi mabaqeda bayibukela futhi lapha ku Facebook ye Radio Pulpit bazokuthola lapho futhi. And we'll make sure that the podcast is there as well. But yes, may the Lord keep keeping you. May He minister more through you. I believe He kept you for a reason. On all these instances that you could have died, He kept you for a reason, for such a time as this. Yeah. And that's where your ministry is needed. So may He touch, heal, restore many lives through you, and may He bless the work of your hands. Wow, angazi ubalansa kanjani, but may He keep doing that. Thank you so much for coming through, and enjoy your stay in Gauteng.
Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, fancy nginike mautwana.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu sisi.
We're going to play out with your song, Thank You Jesus. Do you want to say something about it before I go to it?
It's just a very short song, a continuation of me saying thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for me. Maybe you can say it's Lord, I thank you, part three, I don't know. But I just want to say also thank you, Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
It's really my daily companion.
Yeah, and so, you do listen. Yeah,
I listen.
You tune in.
My day is not finished and
without
not good
your daily without, companion.
Yes, of course. And thank you, Sister Sibongile, for loving the music and loving God, and we are so inspired by your shows, and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you.
As you always say, I am the voice and sometimes the face. There is nothing I can do on my own without Him doing it. I'm quoting you now. May the Lord bless you, Sissy.
Thank you. May He bless you. We're playing out with Sir Martino Malembe. Thank you, Jesus. These songs are good for this season. Make sure you have those songs you've heard where you can get His music and play it on a repeat, because it's the season to just say thank you unto the Lord. And we say hello to Germany. Johan Els.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
657 AM, radio for believers in action. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.